Today we're talking about something that's gaining more attention than ever, sustainable eating. Now I know what you're thinking. What's sustainable eating and why should I care? Buckle up, because this isn't just about saving the planet. It's about making smarter, healthier food choices that benefit both you and the environment. Isn't it odd? If you eat something that's healthy for the planet, it turns out it's also healthy for your body. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, Fork University, where we bust myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. So let's start with the basics. Sustainable eating means choosing foods that are not only healthy for you, but have a low impact on the environment. It's about making choices that support long-term ecological balance, reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, minimize food waste, and protect biodiversity. We're talking about eating in a way that ensures future generations can also have access to fresh, healthy food. But here's the kicker. It doesn't mean you have to become a full-time environmental activist. It's about small, manageable shifts, choosing plant-based meals over meat-heavy ones, buying locally grown produce, or cutting down on food waste. All of this matters. So why should you care? Because the obvious environmental reasons, sustainable eating can also improve your personal health. I know you've heard about the Mediterranean diet, which is packed with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, healthy fats, but guess what? It's sustainable. By reducing your intake of animal-rich products, you can lower your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and even certain cancers. But beyond that, you're also reducing your carbon footprint. The environmental impact of producing animal-based foods is far greater than plant-based ones. We're talking about the massive amounts of water, energy, and land used to raise livestock. It's not about what's on your plate. It's about the system that gets it there. Okay, so how can you start making better food choices today? Here's a few practical tips. Eat more plants. The environmental footprint of plants is far smaller than that of meat and dairy. You don't have to go full vegan. I certainly couldn't do that, but incorporating more plant-based meals into your routine will make a difference. You know, you might be like my friends down the road who are call themselves Cheegans. Yes, I know they want to come over and have me make a steak, and that's just fine. You know, supporting local farmers and reducing the carbon footprint of your food by choosing products that's in season and grown nearby is great and delicious. We here in California have an abundance of local markets. One of my favorite ones is in Ojai, where I can find fresh and sustainably grown options. And yes, the carrots that they have and the berries they have are better than any I can find in the supermarket. But hey, I know not everyone has access to local markets, and buying local can sometimes be more expensive or less practical depending upon where you live. Here's the good news. Frozen and canned fruits and vegetables can be a great alternative. They're often just as nutritious as fresh produce, and unlike the items in your refrigerator that can wilt and spoil, they won't go bad before you eat them. Frozen fruits and vegetables are typically harvested at their peak ripeness and frozen immediately, which means they retain maximal nutritional value. They're a great option because you can store them for longer and have them available when you need them. No waste, no rushing to eat them before they go bad. Canned fruits and veggies are also affordable and long-lasting, and if you're careful about the brands that don't add excessive sodium or sugar, they can be as healthy as their fresh counterparts. That also helps reduce food waste. It's estimated that nearly 40% of food in the U.S. goes to waste. Planning your meals, using leftovers, composting food scraps helps you. You know that onion that's been sitting on my counter that I now have to throw away? The sliced onions in my freezer can be thrown into my saucepan and immediately made to make the basis of a meal. And guess what? I didn't have to watch that lonely onion slowly become compost. Now I want to bring up something that's incredibly exciting in the world of sustainable eating. Lab-based meat. It's one of the most talked about innovations in food production today, and for good reason. Lab-grown meat, or so-called culture meat, is produced by cultivating animal cells in a lab rather than raising and slaughtering animals. This has huge implications for sustainability. Why does it matter? Because if we're serious about reducing the environmental impact of food production, we need to address the carbon footprint of raising livestock. Traditional meat production is responsible for a huge amount of greenhouse gas emissions, Amazon deforestation, land and water use, but the lab-grown meat, It drastically cuts down on all of that. Now, before you go thinking this is some futuristic fantasy, it's actually happening. Companies are already producing lab-grown chicken, beef, even seafood. The sustainability benefits are impressive. Less land use. You don't need vast tracts of land to raise animals. Less water. Producing lab-grown meat significantly reduces the amount of water compared to traditional livestock farming. And lower emissions. Cutting out the need for livestock farming helps slash greenhouse gas emissions, aka lots of cows farting. But here's where things get a little heated in the marketplace. Many grifters out there want to push you toward grass-fed beef, and there's nothing wrong with that choice. In fact, that can be a better option than conventional beef, but let me be clear. As much as grass-fed beef sounds great, there are some that taste awful. Why? Because not all pastures have grass or forage that tastes great. So if you spent a lot of money buying some of that beef thinking it was better for you, and it didn't taste that great, you weren't wrong. Others will say, oh, there's more omega-3 fatty acids than the grass-fed ones. That's not that much more. In fact, you'll find 100 times more omega-3 fatty acids in the wild-caught or farm-raised salmon that we're going to talk about later. The truth is, grass-fed beef may be a better option, and certainly a better environmental option. There are still many variables involved, including taste, cost, and even how it's raised. Now let's talk about sustainable seafood. There's a lot of buzz about wild-caught versus farm-raised fish, especially when it comes to salmon. A lot of people give farm-raised salmon a bad rap, but it tastes delicious. And if you're concerned about the environment, it can be a great choice when done responsibly. The farming practices for salmon have evolved, and many operations now use methods that have minimal environmental impact. Here's a fun fact. Yes, farm-raised salmon does get colored. It is not some chemical concoction that you should be afraid of. They add coloring to the fish food, which is actually the same coloring that wild salmon get when they eat krill in the ocean. It's all natural, and it helps give salmon that beautiful pink hue. So don't let the rumors about fish coloring scare you off. In fact, the coloring called astaxanthin is actually found on your supplement shelf as anti-inflammatory supplement. You can get all of that by eating farm-raised salmon. So when choosing farm-raised fish, though, be sure it's coming from sustainable farms, which are now being regulated and certified to meet high environmental and health standards. Seafoodwatch.org, I'll repeat it again, seafoodwatch.org does a remarkable job of helping you find the places where you can get sustainable fish, whether wild-caught or salmon, as opposed to fish that are caught in very bad areas or not using practices, etc. Here's the bottom line. Sustainable eating is about making conscientious choices that reduce your environmental impact, and they do nourish your body even better. You don't have to be perfect. None of us are. But you can do your part. And guess what? Your health will thank you too. So next time you're at the grocery store, think about where your food comes from and how it's affecting the planet. If it's a little more eco-friendly, great. If not, that's okay too. Just think about making small steps in the right direction. This has been 4Q, where we bring you the truth about food, science, and everything in between. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little more sustainable eating in their life. And please follow me on Substack, where I'm at tsimpson.substack.com, or TikTok, where I'm at Dr. Terry Simpson. And apparently Instagram seems to be growing like crazy. This podcast was researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your doctor. If you're making dietary changes, please see your Western-trained doctor and registered dietitian, not a chiropractor or some Eastern-trained shaman. Simpler Media handled all things audio distribution with the help of the pod god, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a good, sustainable week, everybody. Hey, Evo. Remember when we tested that version of lab-based burger and made a podcast about it? Now I want that burger.
I have fond memories of that burger. In fact, I've actually incorporated some of the nuggets into my diet as well. Really, really good stuff.